Revelation chapter 6, the seals. So I saw the Lamb break open the first of the seven seals. We saw in chapter 5 that the book of life is sealed, and no one can open the book or the scroll with the list of those who can be in the kingdom apart from Jesus through his death. So then the seals that are opened all at the same time. Because that's how you open a scroll. You don't open one of the seals on it and then wait hundreds of years or thousands of years and open the next one. You open all the seals together so that the book opens, the scroll opens. And so that's the idea here, that the book of life is opened by these seals all being opened together around at the same time. So these seals all represent various historical things which are going to happen, various events, let's say, which are going to happen here upon the earth. And they are all enabled because of the fact that Jesus died. And therefore, meaning is given to history. In fact, all of human history is because of Jesus, because of his death on the cross. So the Lamb breaks open the first of the seven seals, and I heard one of the four living creatures say, with a voice that sounded as if it were thunder, "Come hither." I looked, and there was a white horse. Its rider held a bow, and he was given a crown. He rode out as a conqueror to conquer. Then the Lamb opened the second seal, and I heard the second living creature say, "Come and see." Another horse came out, this time a red one. The rider of the red horse had power to bring war upon the earth so that men should kill each other, and he had a great sword. Then the Lamb opened the third seal, and the third living creature said, "Come and see." I looked, and there was a black horse. The rider had a pair of scales in his hand. I heard what sounded like a voice coming from among the four living creatures, which said, "A liter of wheat will cost a day's wages, and 3 liters of barley will cost a day's wages. And the olive trees and vineyards are not to be damaged." Then the Lamb opened the fourth seal, and I heard the fourth living creature say, "Come and see." I looked, and there was a horse of a pale, sickly color. Its rider was named Death, and Hades followed him. There was given power to him over a quarter of the earth to kill them by means of war, famine, plague, and wild beasts. Then the Lamb opened the fifth seal, and I saw beneath the altar the lives of those who had been killed because they had testified to God's word, and they had been faithful in their testimony. They shouted with a loud voice, "O Lord Almighty, holy and true, how long until you judge those on the earth and punish them for how they have tortured us?" So then, this cry, "how long," is very typical. You see it in the Psalms, you see it all through, and indeed in our own lives. How long have we got to endure? And so that is the spirit of the faithful. How long has this got to go on for until Jesus comes and establishes his kingdom upon the earth? Now, of course, if your heart is in this world, well, you are supposedly loving this life. And you're not going to say, "Oh, how long till it's over," because this life is all you've got. Whereas for us, we're longing for the end. We're longing to get all this nonsense over and done with, all this stuff of having to just go through this stuff. So this is why we shouldn't glorify in studying or careers or all this secular stuff or enjoying ourselves. Let's get this over and done with and get on with the real life, which is the kingdom of God. So when it says that these things are going to come upon the earth in the Bible can mean the whole planet, or it can specifically mean the land. The land that was promised to Abraham. And it's a bit like in Russian and Latvian that the same word that is translated earth could also mean a specific land, a specific area, not the whole planet. The whole of the Old Testament is specifically about the land promised to Abraham. And I think that the book of Revelation is based very much on the Old Testament. And so you've got this same idea, that these are judgments to come upon the land promised to Abraham, which was between Egypt and the great river Euphrates. And that covers all these areas where today there are terrible things going on and there's a lot of instability. And so I think that these various events, these horses and their riders bringing famine and these different things, that these are all describing the things that are happening, going to happen in the last days when the Book of Life is opened at the return of Jesus. And I saw the Lamb break open the sixth seal, and there was a huge earthquake. The sun became black as if it had sackcloth on it, and the moon turned red as if it were blood. And the stars fell to the earth from their places like unripe figs falling from the tree when a strong wind blows through it. The sky was rolled up like a scroll is rolled up. Every mountain and island was moved from its place. Then the kings of the earth, and I've suggested this is specifically that area between the Euphrates and the Mediterranean, the rulers and the chiefs of the armies, the rich and the powerful and all men, the slaves and the free people, they hid themselves in caves and in rocks in the mountains. And they called upon the mountains and rocks, "Fall on us and hide us from the face and presence of the one who sits on the throne, from the wrath of the Lamb. For the terrible day of their wrath is here, and who can stand before them?" So this is very much the picture of the Old Testament in Isaiah chapter 2, of how within the land of Israel there will be this fear of God's wrath, and people will throw their money away. It says in the chapter that this is quoting from in Isaiah 2, that people would throw their gold and silver to the animals and run into the caves. In that day, wealth will mean nothing, absolutely nothing. And people will just throw it away to the animals, who will look at it rather strangely, as animals would do at a pile of gold coins, thinking, "I wonder what this is." Because nothing is going to save in that day. People will just throw their wealth away, because all that will matter is to be accepted by Jesus.